Wedgwood Christian Services is a place where hope and healing meet. As you navigate life's challenges, know that you are not alone. Hi, I'm Hillary Kirkendall, Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Wedgwood Christian Services, and these are the stories of real people who work at, learn from, and grow through the nationally accredited, faith-based nonprofit. These are Wedgwood's Coffee Break Conversations. For this Coffee Break Conversation, we are joined by Wedgwood's President and CEO, Dr. Dan Gowdy. As CEO, Dan strives to cultivate an environment where those who rely on Wedgwood's care can find hope and healing, and employees can realize, develop, and fulfill their purpose using their unique God-given skills. In this conversation, Dan and I talk about the agency's response to the challenges of the last year and a half and where he is finding joy and hope for brighter futures here at Wedgwood. Hello, Dan. Thank you so much for joining us for a Wedgwood Coffee Break conversation. We are excited to chat with you, Wedgwood Christian Services President and CEO, today. Can you give us a brief introduction, how long you've been with Wedgwood, and what brought you to this organization?
Thanks, Hillary. It's exciting to be here as President and CEO of this wonderful organization. It's been a tough year since the day I started, right in the middle of the pandemic. I started in May of 2020, and who knew, right?
Right.
In May, what we would experience for the next year and a half. We thought we were just going to bunker down for a few weeks, right, and flatten the curve. And it's just been one thing after the other. What I'm so proud of during that time is that the Wedgwood programs stayed open. Mm-hmm. And probably one of the reasons why Wedgwood is so important to this community. I came to Wedgwood. I've been working in human service industry in West Michigan for 30 years, and taken James 1:27 to heart, the religion that God considers to be true. I'm pure as ones that take care of, that show that they take care of the widows and the orphan. Mm-hmm. And at Wedgwood, we see some amazing cases each and every day. All have a story, mm-hmm. all have a family, and all have implications for not just a life that's in front of us, but their hope for a future life as well. And so it's great work. It's tough work, but it's been an amazingly unpredictable year. Mm-hmm. I had a friend, a colleague, a CEO colleague, and I was talking to him about this idea of becoming a CEO. And he said, Dan, you have to either pray for one or two things. Lord, take that burden from you or show you where that is. And coming to Wedgwood at this time, with what's in front of us has just proven to be another example of God at work and his hand on my life.
Mm-hmm. So you touched on this a little bit. So like you said, you joined in May of 2020, right. Which what a time to transition into a new leadership role. How did you navigate learning about Wedgwood, getting to know the staff members, many of whom were working remotely, and addressing all of the challenges that we as an organization and a community were facing?
So true. We all had to pivot, right? We all had to learn new tools, such as, you know, our video conferencing. And we had to find ways to work in not just a remote setting, but a hybrid setting as well. We still continue to meet with clients in their home under appropriate COVID safety protocols. We also work online, and we'll meet with a client in the community, at the park, just so we can social distance, but making sure the treatment goes forward. Safety is paramount, but also the mental health is also paramount. Mm-hmm. And what we found out during the pandemic is that like two seismic plates colliding in the ocean, creating a tsunami heading to shore, we believe that with the social unrest and the ongoing pandemic collide in the ocean, created a mental health tsunami that is fast approaching us. And needing to be where the needs are safely, but not letting people go without too much face-to-face personal contact, without letting their treatment lapse was paramount. And I was so proud of the team, the way they responded, the way they recognized the importance of not just the physical health, but also the mental health. And we're seeing the effects of it. We're seeing the rise of suicide rates, particularly with young girls, up 51%. Emergency room visits for kids ages as low as, get this, 5 to 11 years old, up 24% for mental health. Mm. And for ages 12 to 17, it's actually increased 31% emergency room visits for mental health issues. So we're already seeing the early effects of this mental health tsunami. It's crossed all demographics. It's indiscriminately affected us mm-hmm. all, wreaking havoc on hearts and minds.
Mm-hmm. And you've touched on this a little bit, but how have you seen Wedgewood grow and rise to meet these big challenges and community needs?
Yeah. We did in community safely. We did online, adopting new tools. Imagine engaging with mm-hmm. a young 8-year-old boy in therapy online for a 35 or 50 minute session. Mm-hmm. The social workers, the counselors had to come up with very creative ideas, and they use games. They use interactive tools. Some adopted two different monitors, two different camera angles, so they can interact with the family on one and interact with the child on another. Pretty remarkable, mm-hmm. fun stuff. You didn't learn that in your MSW
right.
class 5-6 years ago, or even a couple years ago. But the team did that. They because mm-hmm. they put the needs of those we served paramount. Mm-hmm. And then if you do that, then all the other methodologies just come into play. On our residential campus, we've adopted and expanded our adolescent program for SUD. On this side of the state, we're the only residential adolescent substance use disorder program. And unfortunately, we've expanded that program, but we had to adopt a waiting list. Imagine that, a waiting list. Mm-hmm. You're in crisis as a young teen, maybe in trouble with the law now because of certain things, and you have to go on a waiting list because we don't have the capacity, even though we've expanded that. We've seen our adolescent girls abuse and neglect program, unfortunately, is also grown. We're at capacity there. And our human trafficking program, unfortunately, is stretched to meet some of these extremely complex needs that are coming to us. I'm proud of the team and how they pivoted mm-hmm. using the tools, but also expanding new programs to respond to what's in front of us and what we're seeing that's going on in young hearts and minds.
As president and CEO, you have your hand in many aspects of the organization. You've just, you know, talked about several of our programs. What is your favorite part of your job?
My passion is to see others discover their God-given gifts and to see those gifts exercised on their own free will to make a difference in the lives of others. That is my life's passion. I'm able to see that day in and day out at Wedgewood. Our gifts are not always easy to understand or easy to develop. Take Michael Jordan. He loved baseball, but he was a basketball player, right? And mm-hmm. and those gifts had to be worked and honed and practiced to become proficient, become excellent at it. Our God-given gifts are not in finished form. And thanks to God, he uses broken pots mm-hmm. as well. And so with the best we have, he's able to take that and do something pretty cool with that, and if we make ourselves available. And at Wedgewood, developing and honing those gifts, practicing those gifts, and seeing a life changed for the better because of someone, while no one was looking, found the grace and the courage to put their stuff out there with no assurances that it's going to be returned in grace or even accepted. But when they find that grace to do that and they see that it has made a difference in someone else's life, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Just last week, I was at our Autism Center for Community Development, and I got to see some behavioral technicians working intensely in a 201 situation with this young boy who had a hard time, 5 years old, dealing with any negativity in his life. Anytime someone said no or anytime he didn't get what he would bite and he would scratch himself and hurt himself. And the technicians surrounded him. And anytime he got into that mode, they would put their arms on his arms. And he would bite their arms. Now, they had padding on. I go, what a wonderful description of Wedgewood. What a wonderful description of what God does for us mm-hmm. in our times of need. And then what a wonderful description of Wedgewood being the arms mm-hmm. and feet and hands of Jesus, putting their arm over top of his as he's struggling with the emotion of the moment and wants to bite and scratch himself, and he bites their arm and scratches their arm instead, and they redirect. and they help them develop appropriate behaviors in certain situations. That's godly work. There's another young milk boy, 4 years old, who drank juice on his own for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just helping young kids with autism that's growing, by the way. This is helping them deal with deep, substantive, important skills.
Mm-hmm.
A young boy, 4 years old, spoke for the first time after only 3 weeks in the program. That's really exciting. And mm-hmm. I am so proud of those individuals and those technicians that hone their gift. And they would have done that whether I was peeking in through the window or not,
mm-hmm.
because that was the right thing to do. And that's the skills that they developed and worked on. Yeah, I'm really proud of that.
Mm-hmm. You've said you are proud of several things about Wedgwood, but what makes you the most proud to lead this organization?
We stayed true to our mission for 61 years. Wedgwood has been about youth and families and being distinctively Christian, but commitment to excellence,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an easy thing to do in this day and age. And Wedgwood and its board and its leadership have remained committed to that consistently
mm-hmm.
for 61 years. I'm proud to be a part of that, yes.
We're so blessed here in West Michigan with so many great nonprofits doing wonderful work. What do you think makes Wedgwood unique and special?
Yeah, I think Wedgwood is unique and special because of that commitment to excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Many Christian organizations have an amazing, and Wedgwood is no exception to this, amazing commitment to compassion, to love, to grace, and Wedgwood does.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're loving and compassionate and graceful, doesn't mean that we don't hold each other and those we serve to high outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that in the name of Jesus, we're committed to doing it right.
Yeah.
Because we have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are watching. Because people depend on us. And what a reflection that is on Christ and the church and the body when we hold that standard true
mm-hmm.
to ourselves, even when no one is looking, like
mm-hmm.
those technicians we talked about. Yeah, that I think is what separates Wedgwood. There's a lot of wonderful Christian organizations out there. Wedgwood has a commitment to doing things right,
mm-hmm.
but doing things well at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you think people would be surprised to know about Wedgwood?
We've always been known as a youth and adolescent program, and we are.
Mm-hmm.
But we serve families, and we serve families very well. And we found out early on, if we want to serve those youth well, we need to serve their families as
right.
well. We're not an island, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as we serve the families well, we find out that kids better off. We have an outpatient program. We have a trauma-informed care program. We have a substance use disorder program and services. We have waffle wraparound services by highly trained, highly committed individuals that find it their passion to serve families and serve families well. People know us as troubled youth, but we also serve the families very well. And I think people might find that surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really comprehensive continuum of care that we offer here.
Exactly, because we need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As a leader, what do you envision for those who are a part of the team here at Wedgwood and hope that they find within their various roles within the organization?
I hope they find how their unique God-given gifts can make a difference at Wedgwood here and now for such a time as this. Never before have any of us encountered what's in front of us, and even the experts have a hard time predicting what's moving forward. And I would like to, in a very tough labor market, talent market, and so forth, that the staff and the teams find a way for themselves to see their unique gifts, not just at Wedgwood, but in this time
mm-hmm.
that's in front of us. Because if we don't redeem this time, it's going to be lost for eternity. And so at that sense of urgency, we can continue to do things we've always done and get some pretty amazing outcomes. Or we can find a way to take that unique ability, the commitment to compassion, but also excellence, and mix that well with what's asked of us in this time. As this mental health tsunami crashes our shores, we're on the verge, Hillary, of the greatest mental health crisis of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
How has God prepared each individual and each team in this organization to find where they can respond right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because we only have now to respond uniquely Wedgwood.
Mm-hmm. How have you seen God moving here at Wedgwood amidst our staff members and those in our care?
Seen it pretty remarkably. Let me talk about our human trafficking program and some of the cases that we've had recently. Now, when I say cases, these are lives,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And these individuals that are coming to our human trafficking program have experienced more life than anyone ever should in their entire lifetime. And they're 13 years old.
Yeah.
And the experiences and the relationships that they have unfortunately been exposed to have only done but take from them. And used whatever feelings they might have about themselves and their environment and turned that and twisted that for someone else's selfish gain. And to see the team over there respond, working two-on-one, two staff for one client, helping them deal with trauma of the past, not the behaviors, but mm-hmm. the root cause of the trauma is pretty amazing. And you can see, not in any one day, but over the course of weeks and months, seeing that young life learn to somehow say, maybe there is somebody I can trust in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There is a young man who is the youth treatment specialist in a human trafficking program. To my knowledge, the only man who's working in a human trafficking program in the state, probably the region. And during graduation, when these young girls have graduated, I've had the pleasure of witnessing them say, you're the first man in my life that I can trust. What a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see that, I see that this young man is consistently putting others' interests above his own self-interest, committed to serving something larger than himself, a higher calling, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, he's able to incrementally find a way to touch those individuals. And it wasn't in grand moments. It was over time.
Mm-hmm.
It was over hair day or makeup day mm-hmm. or going out to the basketball or walking to school and back. It was in those small moments over time consistently that we saw God move in these young hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we often think about God doing big miraculous, you know, wonders and signs, but forget that he also does really move in the small, everyday moments, and I think we see a lot of that here at Wedgwood.
Amen to that.
Wedgwood has been supported by the generosity and faithfulness of our community for over 61 years. Is there anything you'd like to share with those who make Wedgwood's life-transforming, grace-filled care possible?
There's a lot in front of us, and we can do it, but we could not have done it, and we cannot do it without our faithful partners that share not just their gifts, but their time, their talents, and their prayers,
mm-hmm.
lifting us up, Wedgwood, the team, praying by name for the staff who have been working here some 35 plus years,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
doing this work. And without their prayers, without their time, their talents, and their treasures, we could not do that. We have the space, but without them as a true partner in this work, we couldn't be Wedgwood
mm-hmm.
for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm. What has brought you joy and hope for brighter futures recently?
I think when I go around and tour the Autism Center, when I meet with staff directly and supervisors directly and ask them very similar questions, why do you work here? What gets you up day after day? Taking that call on a Sunday afternoon when you're dealing with a crisis on a young person goes on suicide prevention or is dealing with some other behaviors based off of the trauma in their past. And what's exciting is to see their response consistently say, it's the people we serve.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't here, where would this young life be? That's pretty inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where ministry happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's where God can work miracles in those situations. I just had a recent situation where I was at, it was a Grand Rapids Business Journal 40 under 40 event. These are young, highly professional, highly talented individuals that are leading various industries, and they will be the names that we see in our community in 10, 20, or 30 years. And during that time, I went up to a award recipient and shook her hand and said, "Congratulations." And she said, "Thank you. Who are you?" And I said, "Wedgwood," and had a name tag. And she goes, "Wedgwood Christian Services. I lived at Wedgwood. I was a client at Wedgwood." This is a 40 under 40 graduate. Her name was on a big 20 by 20 screen, and they gave the whole speech and the award. And she says, "Wedgwood came at a very important time in my life and taught me how to be a mom." And just in that moment, Hillary, cute little young blonde girl, came running up and grabbed her leg, you know, kind of those moments after church, like, "Mom, can we go now?"
Right, right.
And she patted her, this little girl on the head, and the little girl looked to me, and oh, it all came together. God had allowed me to see this young life who said she learned how to be a mother, a parent at Wedgwood, and here's this beautiful young girl coming up and grabbing her. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I believe that happens, and like you said, and like you highlighted, in the moments, over and over again, consistently. Maybe one day we'll get to see all of the lives that were changed. When 374 Wedgwood employees consistently developed their own God-given gifts and chose by grace and courage to share that without any commitment or any assurances that's going to be appreciated in return, unconditionally, right? Sharing their God-given gifts and making a difference in lives. And those, that difference, like this young girl, might not be fully realized on this side of heaven, but it will be. And our faithfulness to that ministry, our faithfulness to that calling, is what God is going to honor. Because Hillary, there's only a couple of things I know for sure in this life. One of it is God is faithful. And as we exercise our faithfulness to his work at this moment, at this time, we know that God will show up and he will be faithful, because that's who he is. And we're going to give a testament. We're going to find a way to testify that in the depths of severe staffing shortages, another round of the pandemic that's in front of us, inability to serve the people we need because of the rising need in our community, because we don't have the staff to be able to do that, we're going to put a moment in time right now and say God is going to show up, because we know that that's who he is, and we know our commitment to the work, he will answer. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see how God works through our staff, and I'm excited to see how our staff learn and develop their own God-given gifts to make that wonderful difference consistently, as you said, consistently shared, unconditionally.
So many of the people we've had these conversations with have described their work as seed planting. And I think your story of the 40 under 40 recipient is just like the perfect example of that. It was just, you know, her short time here taught her some skills that then led her on to do great things and be a wonderful businesswoman and a wonderful mom, and just so hopeful that, you know, what you can do can, in fact, have a difference in somebody's life in the future, even if it's not tomorrow.
Right. And I was able to see that as a blessing, right? And it's nice to know that it's that's going on and when we don't see it. But God chose to encourage me with that, and hopefully I can encourage others with that same story.
Yeah. Well, Dan, it was wonderful to chat with you today. Thank you for taking the time for this Wedgwood Coffee Break conversation. We appreciate your leadership and dedication to this organization and the Wedgwood team and those in our care. Thank you.
Thanks, Hillary. It's a good time.
I think Dan said it perfectly. It is in the small moments, over time and consistently, that we see God moving here at Wedgwood. And he had so many great examples of this to share in today's conversation. The dedication and compassion of our staff and community supporters are truly making a difference in the lives of those who depend on Wedgwood's grace-filled care. You can head to our website to learn more about Wedgwood's comprehensive continuum of care, the impact that we are making right here in West Michigan, and how you can help children, teens, families, and adults discover their wings and soar into futures full of hope and possibility. Curious about our services? Visit us at wedgwood.org, W-E-D-G-W-O-O-D, and find us on our social media at Wedgwood CS. or shoot us an email at hello@wedgewood.org. We would love to be a part of your story. Until next time, these are Wedgewood's Coffee Break Conversations.